Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the skyline of majestic Buckhead, where it is dark, ominous, lugubrious. The storms are upon us, which philosophically is very much like what is happening in America today. This is this is an interesting time to be alive. We are being led by people who really don't know what they're doing, who are amassing enormous amounts of power to themselves that they don't know how to use, that they don't know anything about, really. And yet that is what they're doing. It's a pretty amazing time. I'm going to bring my brother on right to begin with. Richard, how are you today?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Let me just say that better, for anybody that wants to call in and ask us anything, the guest call-in is 347-326-9949. There are a lot of things to talk about. I was thinking about this little quote today by a kind of a philosopher named Lysander Spooner. And it says, "Those who are capable of tyranny are capable of perjury to sustain it." Now, that seems like something that is very much what's going on. We have all of these scandals that are just rocking the Obama administration, and his favorabilities have dropped from 53 to 45 in a month. Say that again.
I said I just heard on the 5 it dropped 8% in the last 3 weeks.
The thing is that we've got Benghazi, we've got the IRS, we've got him, you know, going after this James Rosen and the press, which was a big hit to his power base because they just won't, you know, they won't go after him. And now
the press
NSA
has turned against him now.
The what?
A lot of the press now isn't in his camp anymore. They're finally deciding that the best thing to do is to let's really find out what's going on. So they're actually becoming press people. That's incredible. They're not just subservient to Obama.
Well,
I love it.
Here's the thing. This makes this actually a very, very dangerous time in American history, and that's because when you have a bona fide narcissist as your leader, as we do,
yeah.
What does a narcissist require? A narcissist requires adulation, people to think he's wonderful, to think he's right, and to fawn all over him and everything he does. He's eye candy. He can just get up there and just, you know, sing a couple bars and have people just swoon.
Yeah.
That is what he needs. When he gets people instead asking him tough questions who don't believe him, what happens? Spins out of control.
Spinning downward very quickly.
It's the nature of a narcissist. They can't handle it. We have a narcissist in our own family. If you don't buy his version of reality, he goes nuts. Can't handle it.
Wait a minute. Let's make sure everybody knows it isn't me. It could be you, but it's not me.
All right. We'll give you that one. It isn't my brother Richard. Nor is it me. But at any rate, you know, you get this, and this is what we are about to see. There is a bunker mentality at the White House, and they are refusing to believe, to answer questions. There's just like this Spooner said, if they're capable of tyranny, they're capable of perjury to sustain it. And perjury is what we are getting. You know, you get this guy from the director of the IRS, and he made 157 visits to the White House. And when I said, well, what'd you do? Well, I went to an Easter egg hunt. I mean, he went four times more than any other cabinet member. Four times more. But he can't remember what he's doing. Well, you know, that's inconvenient lapse of memory. And he's under oath, so he wasn't going to, you know, by not saying anything, I guess he thinks that he can avoid it. I don't know whether he can or get away with it or not, but he certainly can't get away with it with the American people, who are beginning to pay attention. Now,
don't you think, though, that right now that their philosophy is we're not going to lie about it anymore because that didn't work very well. Let's just hunker down and not say anything about anything, and maybe with the grace of God it'll go away. But
well,
the American people are not going to let this happen. There's just too much going on that people are starting
every day there's
to attack.
Something.
Yeah.
Every day there's
well,
something.
Over the weekend.
Go ahead.
Over the weekend, they took the original petition for Obama to run for president in Indiana and questioned some of the people that signed this petition for him to be put on the ballot, and they said it was not their signature, and they never signed it. So now things from the past are going to start to come back to bite him. I mean, that whole thing, as you and I well know, the whole rigmarole about the birth certificate and all of that, the things about his daughters flying to Africa and his wife putting him as senior advisor so they didn't have to pay for him to go. I mean, all of these things, oh my God, I mean, how much, and I can't believe there was 22% of people think that he is honest and doing a great job. I mean, you can't, how much further to the left could you be and have that is exactly the way you feel. I mean, it's just even his own party are starting to question things. A lot of them know because they've got elections coming up next year that, I mean, he could sink their ship.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you think of some of the things that he has done where there's just no reason for it. And yet at the same time, you know, when it says, okay, there are 45% who think he's doing a good job, I would love to see a poll done that said, how much do you know about what's going on? And then give them, you know, 10 kind
yeah.
of questions.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet you that of the 45% who think that he's doing a good job, that the sophistication about what they know about what is happening is very low. And that
very
of those
low.
Right. Of those 50 some odd percent who say he's not doing a good job, they can do as we do. He's not doing a good job because, boom, there's $17 trillion in debt. Boom.
Back when he was running against Mitt Romney, they sent a guy out onto the street in New York and were asking people about, you know, voting for Obama, and they said, yeah, they'd vote for Obama. And they'd say to them, well, what do you think about Sarah Palin running as his vice president? And they were like, oh, you know, I mean, she's good. And they had no idea what was going on. But, you know, I found this interesting, though, Jack, that this last weekend, Obama showed up to help Ed Markey, who's running for Senate against this Gonzalez up in Massachusetts. Now, Gonzalez is an ex-Navy SEAL, a businessman, and let's face it, I mean, Massachusetts is probably about as far left as you could possibly go. And it was the middle of last week, it was like 65 for Markey and 35 for Gonzalez. And Obama came pushing for Markey, and the next day Markey went from 65 down to 57, and Gonzalez went up to 41%. So I don't think that there's going to be a lot more Democrats that are going to really want him to come and try and help him out. Now, Clinton is going to is trying to help Markey too, so because he's still fairly well liked in Massachusetts. But I think Obama has seen his day here.
Boy, that's interesting. I think that there's a great deal of difference between the character of Markey and Gonzalez, that the citizens of our home state don't see this is really sad, and also says something about, you know, the state of our nation. Now, one of the things that if a president's losing in popularity and he wants to get it back, one of the things that he can do is go to war, get involved in something else that automatically will galvanize people and they'll support the president. So I think that this is a very dangerous time when it comes to what's happening in Syria, because here we have, you know, the Assad regime, who is being supported by Iran and Russia against the rebels who say that they are in allegiance to Al-Qaeda, and yet we're considering going to, you know, to help them and being involved in another Middle Eastern war, which we do not need. You know, I frankly really like what Sarah Palin said about that. It said, you know, let them go ahead and kill each other and let Allah sort it out.
Right.
You know, that's how I see that one over there personally, because we do not have any economic interest in Syria. We don't. It's not our fight. And unless it's going to spill over into Israel, I think we just let them go at it. I mean, I don't see that that's something that we do. Now, what do you think? I mean, it just seems to me as if that's a really bad idea.
Right.
I mean, we are still in Afghanistan. And the truth of the matter is that part of the reason that Reagan won the Cold War and the Soviet Union fell apart is they couldn't afford to fight in Afghanistan anymore. They just, you know, it just cost too much, and it bankrupt their country. Well, it's doing the same daggum thing with us.
Yeah.
We, you know, we do not need this. We do not need this. Now, the encroachment of Islam continues. It continues. It continues. I see where Labor Day will no longer be celebrated by Tyson's Chicken. They've opted for a Muslim holiday instead.
Really?
Pretty amazing. Now, we're just having more and more and more of this stuff. The NSA and the FBI, in all of their surveillance, are highly involved in seeing what goes on in Christian churches and in synagogues. But they have been expressly forbidden to have anything to do with what's going on in mosques. Now, if you're trying to keep terror from happening, how much do you need to know about what's going on in a synagogue? Nothing.
That is
how much
so
you have
counterproductive
to, know about what's going on
to what it is
churches?
That you'd want to do.
Nothing.
And that doesn't make
if
any
you
sense
know,
at all. Is that profiling?
Yeah, you're
damn right it is, and it's the right thing to do.
But there,
last time I have yet to see a bomber Jew or a bomber Christian in any of these countries. Unbelievable.
Well, it isn't going to happen. But the whole thing is that, you know, why in the world, you know, would we be spying on people of faith and yet allowing these Muslims to just, you know, it's just as an offense to them, so we won't do it because of the Obama administration. It refuses.
Let me ask you a question, Jack. Ask you a question. If we started monitoring mosques and the Islamic society became belligerent about that, how would you feel about that? Would you give two shakes? I would.
No, I could care less.
I could care less.
I could care less.
Actually, I would condone it. Please, go after them. These are the people that are walking around wanting to kill Americans. The colonel that's going on trial now, and he said he was going to try and use a defense that he was protecting his own people by killing these Americans. You know, you're just opening fire on them. I mean, and they knew that there was something wrong with this guy. I mean, it starts at the top and works its way down. How can these people possibly live with this president who really cares less about Jews and Christians than anyone else? And I think you put it right not too long ago with the Reverend, whatever his name was, that said, you know, God damn America. And he was with him for 20 years, and now all of a sudden he doesn't believe anything that he learned or was mentored for 20 years. I'm sorry, it doesn't go away like that. It just doesn't.
That's right. Jeremiah Wright. Was his famous little quote. And you find it. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been played on YouTube millions of times. It says, and God damn America, it's in the Bible. Well, it isn't in the Bible, but, you know, this is the kind of bitterness. And, you know, we're getting full taste of it. And the frosting is off where Obama's concerned. there is not a day that goes by that there isn't some new thing that's coming out in one of these major scandals. And as it continues, it'll get worse. And I do believe at some point that, you know, that one of these things about, you know, his who he really is and his birthing stuff is going to, you know, really finally come forth, because it's in Hawaii, evidently, it's almost kind of like, well, yeah, he was born here, and they wink, because it's clear that you know, out there, nobody, you know, that's in power believes or accepts.
Let me ask you another question, though. Why is it that nobody is covering this whole IRS scandal as it relates to his brother and what they gave him versus what anyone with a name Patriot or Tea Party in it? I mean, I don't understand that. Is that, it seems to me that would be the coup de grace that would put this country saying, oh my God, what is it that we're missing? You're talking about
Barack Obama's half brother Malik.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
he was running that fraud for 3 years.
I absolutely, positively do not understand why that is something that somebody who is in one of these major networks does not really go after, because that's something that anybody can understand. I mean, this Malik Obama, you know, having this the Barack Obama Foundation, where he was giving tax credits for people for making a charitable donation to his foundation, and there was no charitable foundation, and he could not legally give that. And then the IRS comes in and in 30 days fast-tracks him, gives him the 501c3 approval and making it retroactive for 2 years, so that all of the crimes that he committed in that two-year period were expunged and the statute of limitations for what he had done earlier than that was out. So they gave him a pass on criminality illegally, and it's the president's half-brother. I don't believe Barack Obama didn't know that. Or that it did come straight out of his office for it being, for them doing it. So take care of Malik Obama.
Don't you think it's a little ironic that the IRS is a crime, and anybody can see that. Yes.
I mean, you can go on the streets of New York with those idiots and say, okay, should Obama be excused for letting his brother off for committing fraud? I mean, I don't care what kind of fool it is. People will say, no, you shouldn't. The president's brother should not be excused from fraud. It just isn't that just isn't the way that should happen, and the Americans know it. But here's what's happening, Dick. He's gone over to Ireland and to the G8, and it's all kind of like trying to fluff up things, and and he's doing a good job, isn't this wonderful, and all of these things, and he's making little threats about Syria, because the adulation is waning.
Oh God,
there are more people paying attention. There are more people paying attention to us. And it seems funny, we've been saying this stuff for years. And yet all of a sudden it's like, well, I can't believe that all this stuff is true. My goodness, why didn't somebody tell us? And, of course, we've been, just like, and others many others. You know, what happens?
Just between you and I, though, Jack, I say if Fox News hadn't continued to pound away at all of these things that were going on, that they might have been able to sweep this under the rug. But I give huge kudos to Fox News for continuing to hit it, and now other people have finally started, other news agencies that had been under his wing are now beginning to realize that all of this, there's got to be some truth in all of this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, they're not telling. How come Obama won't tell us where he was the night of Benghazi? Why is that such a big secret? We should probably know that. How come now this woman, Paz, has come forward as a supervisor at the IRS in Washington, saying that, yeah, they all knew what was going on when it came to going after the Tea Party people. I mean, it's slowly but surely, and I think you said it last week, you said it the best when you said, you know, Obama's dam, the crack keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I'm honest to God, I hope with all my heart that his dam breaks sooner than later. Because this country can't afford 3.5 more years of him. He'll put us so far in the poorhouse that we'll never get out. I fear for my own grandchildren that they're going to have, talk about the expense of a college education. How about trying to support your federal government that has put you so far in a hole, you'll never get out of it?
It is a sad thing, and I can tell you right now, as his power base is waning and as his approvals continue to diminish, he will not sit by and just let people dislike him. He will try and do something that is a grandstand gesture to get people to like him again. And that's what's so dangerous, because what he will do...
Let's just hope it's not something stupid. It could very well be something very stupid too.
I'd say it may not very well be something stupid. I'm sure it will be something stupid, and something that is not in the nation's best interest, but is in his personal best interest. And what is in his personal best interest, he considers to be in the nation's best interest, because he is the American Messiah.
Jack, he can kill a couple of birds with one stone. Joe Biden will disappear, and Eric Holder will become vice president.
that's just what we need, you know.
Wouldn't it, huh? Isn't that just what we need? Well, hey, listen, I took care of that problem in the Department of Justice.
I think that we are in for some very difficult times. I think that these scandals are going to continue. I think that it's going to be very hard for Obama to get back on top. And I think that some of the other things, just remember this, none of the four scandals were originally reported by the mainstream media. Not by ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, none of those people, or Fox. They're all coming from kind of these minor little players, and that's because they're the ones that are really doing the real news thing. And the stuff, I think, about, you know, his birthing and all of that is going to come back here in the very near future. And I could be wrong about that, because it's kind of had its play. But since it's true, and he wasn't born in Hawaii, and nobody knows where he's born, but, you know, since all that's happened, you know, it's not going to go away. It just isn't. And, you know, we're really out of time now, and I want to thank you and say good night and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.